Coaches are always asking how they can grow their businesses. But there are so many other questions that you should be asking yourself first, like, why is my marketing not working? And which strategy should I actually be following? And how should I be positioning my marketing message? And how can I generate more leads? And what can I do to close more deals? And most importantly, why are potential clients saying no when I ask them to buy? With these unanswered questions, we deal with having the fear of the unknown and fearing to fail. We deal with information overload from everything out there, and we end up not hitting our goals and not growing as fast as we want. And we soon find out that we don't have enough time to learn everything. With all this going on in our minds, no wonder we struggle with answering the question, how can I grow my business? I've dedicated my life to helping coaches find the peace and freedom they wanted when they first started their businesses by answering these questions in this podcast. And I'm going to bring simplicity to the four main pillars you need to grow your coaching business. The four pillars are mindset, marketing, sales, and operations. I'm Jeremy Kenderson, and welcome to the Ultimate Biz Builder Podcast. What's up, what's up, what's up, everybody? Yes, today is Friday, and I hope you're having a good day. Had a good week, a profitable week, an exciting week. I hope you had a week of massive action. I hope you can look back on the week and say, man, I got a lot of stuff done that's going to help me move the needle. All right? I hope so. I know my week has been that way. As much as I hope that I've been encouraging you, you have been encouraging me without even knowing it, and I have been in massive action all week, and I can look back on this week and say, I got a lot of stuff done that is going to help move the needle and hopefully change some lives. That's what it's all about, is helping people besides myself and watching people grow and learn and get some freaking results from what they're doing. That's what it's all about. So you're here today because I said something. And so I told you that today I'm going to give you a quick tip, all right? A quick tip in sales. And if you know anything about me, nothing is quick. I rarely get to the point because I gotta set it up. I gotta set it up for you. But this is a quick tip that you can apply right away and start seeing results. And I was speaking with a customer of mine today who's actually grown into a friend. And while I was on the phone with her, is anybody on the phone anymore? I was on a Zoom call with her. And, you know, she was talking about the people that are on her team and, you know, trying to help them succeed and teach them things. And she asked me, you know, she's like, I teach a lot about closing, but here's kind of like my outline. What do you think is missing? And when I read it, it immediately jumped out at me. And it's because I've been training people in sales for a very, very long time, since 2001. But anyway, yeah, time flies. Yeah, I didn't have this much gray hair in 2001, that's for sure. Realized one of my kids wasn't alive for Katrina. It was like, what? You weren't alive for Katrina? You don't remember Hurricane Katrina and all the flooding? And that's crazy. You don't know nothing. No, I'm just kidding. She's awesome. But anyway, I digress again. But as I was talking to her, I realized that this is what most people miss out on. And especially as business owners, a lot of times when we're asking people to pay us, it's awkward. It's weird. I don't think it has to be. I think we make it weird and awkward, like, so do you think you want to pay me money? You know, and what I told her was, you know, we just need to get over ourselves. Like, absolutely just get over ourselves that we're so significant that, you know, me asking this person for money is somehow going to make them feel awkward or them not like me or blah, 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 blah. All that, I call it stinking thinking, because it's whatever my brain is telling me that isn't helping me progress is stinking thinking, all right? So our brain tells us those things, and that's why we get all awkward. I remember hearing somebody speak, and they were like, I can identify, you know, like when the pitch has come, because the person's all confident, and they're like, hey, yeah, this is totally awesome. This is amazing. Yeah, this is cool. And just wondering, you want to buy my stuff? You know what I mean? It's like they can hear it coming because immediately our tone changes. Our facial expressions changes, our whole aura changes when we know we have to go in and ask for a sale. And here's the tip. Are you ready for it? I think you've been waiting long enough. You just have to ask for the business. And that's the biggest missing, is we forget to ask for the business. We almost get to the point and get to the end and hope the person says, yeah, so where do I sign up? Or, hey, where can I send you this money? Or, hey, do you want my credit card number? And that just doesn't happen, right? Like, it does. I shouldn't say that. It does. I've perfected the art over a couple decades to where I have people actually ask me that, and we want to get to that point, but you don't need to get to that point right away. Right now, you just need to close some business, and the best thing that you could do is simply ask. That's the tip. I got a few more things I'm going to cover, but that, is, in essence, is the tip. Just ask. Make your case, and I go through this a lot, so I'm not going to, like, go into a lot about sales, because there's a lot that goes into the relationship and the conversation. There's the art and the science of the sale, but ultimately, when you plead your case and you've gotten some buying signals of people like they're interested, you know, they're not closing the door in your face, they're not hanging up on you, they're not telling you to shut up, you know, they are still engaged a little bit. When you plead your case, just ask for the business. And what I teach a lot is having a good closing question. Because really it's a question, right? And I'm asking you if you want to give me money, right? And we can get into the weeds and talk about, you know, when is the proper time to ask? How is the proper time to ask? You know, what's the best way to ask? What's the best closing question? And right now, it just doesn't matter. You just need to ask. Just ask for the business. I'll give you a simple simple one that I like. Pretty much when you get to the point, you're explaining everything. You're explaining how it works. And remember, you're keeping your countenance the same, right? You're not getting all awkward when you ask for the money. You keep that same level of confidence. People buy from people that are confident in what they're selling. If you get all wishy-washy and your confidence goes down the tube when you're asking for money, people are like, oh man, this might not be a good thing. Like, why are they acting all weird, right? You have to keep your countenance the same and your confidence has to be high when you ask for it. But when you go over what they can expect and how much it's going to cost, when it starts, all the expectation stuff, going over the expectations, after that point, you just say, well, it sounds like a perfect fit for you. You know, did you want to use a Visa or MasterCard to get started? Did you want to use a Visa or MasterCard to lock in your spot on June 3rd? Like, if there's a start date or whatever, right? There's many different things that you can, you know, apply around that. But in essence, you're just asking them for the credit card. And the person I was speaking to today is in network marketing. So it's a little bit different. They're not actually giving her money, right? But she was very smart. Very, very smart. She actually goes, do you want to use a Visa or MasterCard? You know, she actually went on the computer, set up the account, put the information through herself. Because there's nothing worse than going, oh, did you want to sign up? Yeah, I want to sign up. Great, great. Here's the website. Go here and we'll talk to you soon. And then the order doesn't come in. Doesn't come in. You're messaging. You're calling. No response. The excitement has died down. And then they finally get back to you. Oh, yeah, I totally forgot about that. Oh, no worries. Here's the website address again. Guess what? They're going to forget again, right? They're going to put it off. So she takes control of the situation. She takes control of her results. She takes control of her destiny. And she gets the credit card and puts it through. And she got herself a sale. So that's the big tip. Now, there are things that I talked about. Like, don't worry about it. Just ask for the business. There are different techniques of knowing when to ask and how to ask, the verbiage to use, different types of closes for different types of situations where it just sounds a little bit different. And then be confident and expect a yes, but at the same time, expect a no. Because when you get a no, most of the time you're getting a no anyway. And when you get a no and it just, oh, I put in all this time and energy and like, I thought the person was totally ready to buy right now and they said no and you're like crushed. And you're like, okay, we'll talk to you later. No, you gotta be confident, expect that no. But you want to play it off a little bit where like you're shocked that it's a no. Like you went over all this information. You went over all the expectations. They totally bought in. I totally need this. This sounds amazing. Great. You want to use a Visa or MasterCard? Well, not right now. Ugh. No, you want to be like, oh, really? Why not? What's going on? That's a great question. Write it down now. What's going on? What's really going on? That question helps out a lot. And what you're able to do is dig deeper into why there's a no. Like, you know the old saying, like, don't take no for an answer? That's what you need to do in sales. When you ask for the business and you ask for the credit card, it's people's natural instinct to say no. Like, before they even think about it, no comes up. Hey, do you got your Visa or MasterCard? No, I don't want to do that right now, right? It's scary, right? Expect it to happen. So that, number one, your countenance doesn't change and you can simply be like, oh, really? What's going on? I'm surprised. I'm shocked that you said no. What's going on? And that's more, it feels more like a conversation between two people that have a relationship. There's a concerned, like, tone in your voice, and they're more apt to let their defenses come down and explain to you why that is a no. And expect to have to overcome the objection, whatever that objection is. And I've talked about this a lot, so I'll touch briefly on it right now, is when you're overcoming the objection, when someone tells you, I don't want to do this right now because I just don't have the time to get started. Okay, cool. I totally understand. What else is stopping? I don't have the money right now. Okay, cool. What else is stopping? And you're able to just, what else? until you get all their objections out at once. That way, you're able to say this. This is key. Write this down if you haven't heard me say this before, but this is key. You're able to say, okay, well, time, money, and your mother-in-law being sick right now weren't issues. You probably would have got started on this like 6 months ago, huh?
Yeah. If all that stuff wasn't the case, I would have done it.
Cool. Now you can overcome the objections, because if you overcome one at a time, they're constantly just going to give you another objection. It'll be the never-ending story, and it'll suck, and it's not fun to do that. So get them all out. Oh, this case, this, and this wasn't the issue you would have bought 6 months ago, right? Yeah, great. Overcome. And once you overcome, it's, hey, well, it sounds like those aren't really issues anymore, so... Did you want to use a Visa or MasterCard to get started? Boom, you reclose. And remember, you might get another no. Don't take no for an answer. You got to sometimes redo that a bunch of times. I talk about this in my sales course, that there was a time where I had to overcome 16 times I did with this person. 16, it was awkward, it was uncomfortable, it was crazy, 16 times. But I got a yes, and it worked out fine. So I'm not saying you go to that extreme every single time. You have to know your audience, obviously, and you'll hear when they get frustrated. And if they get frustrated, you know, it's time to stop it. But you might have to do it a few times till you get that yes. So don't be afraid of how people are going to feel. Don't be afraid of how people are going to look at you. Don't be afraid of how you feel and how awkward it is for you. Push those feelings aside, because feelings are not going to pay your bills, right? Our business is about making revenue. And how you do that is getting people to say yes to you. So I hope these tips and tricks have helped you today. If you have any questions, comments, feel free to leave them in there and in the Facebook comments, and I'll be sure to answer you. And if you haven't already, make sure you follow and like my page. And it's Friday, so I hope you have a good weekend. I think that's it. I hope you enjoyed this tip. Remember, just go out there and ask. You got to get a lot of asks. If you need to get 10 deals this week, make sure you go out and ask 100 people. How do you ask 100 people? You need to engage with 100 people. Picking up the phone, engaging with them, building relationships. All right? Hope this has helped. Thank you very much. I appreciate you guys. Have a good weekend, and I will talk to you next week. Remember, go out there and level up. Wherever you're at, whatever you're doing, take it to the next level. Think big, be awesome. I'm in your corner, and I support you. Have a great one. All right, guys? Bye-bye. Thank you for joining me for this episode of the Ultimate Biz Builder Podcast. Again, I'm Jeremy Kenderson, and if you like this episode, then head over to YouTube and subscribe to my channel so you can get notified of the next episode. Please make sure you head over to Facebook and like and follow it. I really appreciate you, and I'll see you on the next episode.